As we settle into this second joy practice, I encourage you again to take a posture that allows you to be comfortable and attentive. And let's begin to really embody this moment, to become present by paying attention to our breathing. Taking deep breaths in and deep breaths out. Notice where you feel the breath most. Maybe it's in your nostrils or as you breathe out of your mouth. Maybe you feel the sensation of breathing in your throat or possibly in your lungs expanding and contracting. And as you pay attention to this place where you feel the breath the most, just be reminded that the Spirit of God is called the breath of God. He's the one who gives life and breath to all living things. Which means in this moment, the Spirit of God is upholding you and sustaining you. In this practice, we're going to use our imaginations to focus in on being with God. So I encourage you to think of a favorite passage of Scripture, a passage of Scripture either about God the Father, God the Son, maybe God the Spirit. You might think of Psalm 23 with the Good Shepherd and being one of his sheep. You might think of Isaiah 55 coming to the feast without cost, without money, and finding yourself satisfied in the king's courts. You might imagine sitting at Jesus' feet while he teaches the Sermon on the Mount, whatever it is, if it's one of those examples or a passage that you're particularly drawn to, begin to imagine yourself in that space. What do you see there? What scene unfolds before your eyes? Fill in as much detail as you can. What sounds do you hear in this space? And pay attention to what those sounds evoke in you. Do the sounds make you feel calm, anxious, excited? Now imagine what you feel. What are the textures of the space? What are you doing in the space? How are you embodying this scene? What are the smells of the space? Breathe them in deep. Finally, do you notice any taste? Imagine as much intricacy to those tastes as you can. Now imagine, where is Jesus in this space, in this biblical scene? What's his presence like? When he looks at you, what look do you find on his face? Notice what the presence of Jesus evokes in you. What emotions do you notice? What body sensations are you experiencing? As much as you're able, breathe deep in the presence of the one who enjoys being with you. Notice how your soul wants to respond to Jesus. And if it feels good and right, take a few moments to respond. Just talk to him. We know that Jesus has promised to be with us until the end of the age. And we know that it's him being with us in the pastures and in the deep, dark valleys that helps us navigate all the difficulties of this life. As much as you're able, take a few moments to just thank him for being with you. To thank him for whatever degree of awareness he gave you in this time of his nearness. Express your gratitude. Feel free to conclude your time by telling Jesus how much you love him, how grateful you are, or feel free to continue to sit and enjoy the one who enjoys being with you.